Long Island's premier retirement show, It's All About Retirement, is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm president and certified wealth strategist of the firm Craig James Financial Services, LLC, based in Melville. And with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to talk about the first of the baby boomers turning 70 and a half. That's a question mark. And the baby boomers, it seems that these are people who were born between 1946 and 1964. So if you're listening and you're born between those years, you're considered a baby boomer. And these are the post-war babies that were born to replace, supposedly the idea was to replace the men and women lost during World War II and the Korean conflict and things like that. So you're considered a baby boomer if your birthday is between 1946 and 64. But in 2016, the first of them, the oldest, those born in 1946, will start applying or start taking their required minimum distribution from their individual retirement account. They'll be turning 70 and a half in this year, 2016.
If you're listening and you're not sure, the required minimum distribution basically is when you've been saving money in your individual retirement account all these years and hopefully deferring and not paying taxes every year. But now the IRS is saying, guess what? Now they're going to make you, it is required for you to take money out of that IRA account. So that way you can pay taxes at your income rate for that money that is forced for you to take out.
That's right. So the individual retirement, that's right, Jenna. Money you take, you could defer your some of your pay or some of your taxes every year to put. This year, it's if you're under 50, it's $5,500 a year. And if you're over 50, it's $6,500 a year. And you could make that contribution every year into your individual retirement account, or IRA as it's known, and which is great. So whatever gains and growth and things like that, nothing, any monies in the IRA do not show up on your tax return until you take money out of the IRA. And the year that you take the money out of the IRA, it will show up on your tax return. Now, most people say, I don't need the money, and so let me keep it in there. Well, then the government will say at age 70 and a half, you have to take that money out. You're required to take, not all of it, a percentage of it based on some actuarial table that they come up with based on your life expectancy. So if you're at 70 and a half, you know, it could be 5.5%. I don't know the numbers. But that's what you're required to take out. If you have, you know, $700,000 and you in your IRA and you take out 5%, that's $35,000 they're going to require you to take out. That money that does come out shows up on your tax return, and it shows up as ordinary income. So that's going to be taxed as ordinary income. And so anyway, the oldest, those born 1946 will be hitting 70 and a half in 2016 this year, and they will have to take out their first time their required minimum distribution. And using the some statistics, it looks like it's going to be just under 3 million people in our country that will be taking out the required minimum distribution. And after that, there'll be behind them, the total number of baby boomers that are alive right now is about 72 million. Now, the United States population, Jenna, is like 365 million. So you look at it, it's a significant chunk of our current population. Over the next several years, these baby boomers will all be turning 70 and a half, will all be taking money out of their IRAs. And this is going to be a big wave of money coming out of IRAs, also going to be a big wave of tax revenue for the Internal Revenue Service.
And we always talk about in our presentations, and we actually found some facts backing this up, that if you're looking and squinting at the entire population and you're saying, well, who has the wealth in our population
to pay the taxes,
to pay those taxes? There was a recent survey that went out, and it says that the boomer, I'm going to call it boomer net worth. So if you're a baby boomer and you've accumulated these assets, it's your boomer net worth, which is like your homes, any real estate, any financial holdings, minus any debt you have, totals about $7 trillion, which is much larger than any other generation out there right now. So, Craig, what do you foresee for the future?
The first thing that I thought of when you said that, Jenna, I said, geez, what's 28% of $7 trillion? And that's what the revenue is going to be when they take that money out. If you're just joining us, my name is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services and on Route 110 in Millville. My number in my office is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Again, our number is 631-393-2888. And our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Join the conversation. Send me an email. Give us a call. And we are talking about required minimum distributions and how baby boomers will be taking it out for the first time, the first wave of baby boomers with about 3 million. And behind that, there's about another 72 million that'll be taking out their required minimum distribution over the next several years. And Jenna just made the point, it's going to be $7 trillion. That's a lot. And I just did a quick calculation of the normal tax bracket, 28%. And you just figure out how much the government's going to take from that. I do want to add, and this is all published, it's not me making it up. The revenues or the receipts collected this year, 2015, for the end of this year, there was dated, an article came out in October of this year, that the U.S. has collected more taxes from the people of the United States more than any other time in the history of the United States. That means that it's the highest number of taxes ever collected. And do you think that number goes up in the future with these RMDs or goes down? I would think it goes up. So
if you're listening and you're saying, okay, I am one of those baby boomers turning 70 and a half, or maybe your parents are those baby boomers turning 70 and a half, and you're not sure what your required minimum distribution is going to be or how you're supposed to take that out and where you can put that required minimum distribution to help you moving forward and preserving the longevity of your assets, please give our office a call at 631-393-2888. Again, our website that Craig just mentioned was longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. I work really hard to make sure that a lot of information is available and our contact is up there for you to reach out. All of our past radio shows. Again, you're listening to It's All About Retirement. We're on every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 103.9. And also, Craig is on every Monday at 6:50 a.m.
with Jay Oliver, my buddy.
Yes. Yep, for his economic update, where he looks back on the last week and then looks forward to give you some ideas of things that you should be on the lookout for in the economy.
And the economy and economics announcements and things like that. That's great. Thank you, Jenna. And, you know, you say if you don't get this distribution right, that at 70 and a half, maybe you forgot or whatever, there's some very severe, I think this is probably of all the things that the Internal
worst.
Revenue Service does, that if you do not take out the required minimum distribution or even the required amount for the required minimum distribution, you will be penalized 50% of the amount that should have been distributed. So let's say you were supposed to take out $10,000. You didn't take out $10,000. You still will have to take out $10,000, which will be taxed. Plus, you'll have another $5,000 to take out just to pay the IRS as a penalty. So that's a severe penalty. And if it's in the case you have $700,000, you're supposed to take out $35,000. Well, you will take out the $35,000 and you're going to pay another $17,500 just in taxes. And you're going to pay taxes on the $35,000. You're going to pay $17,500 as a penalty to the IRS. So this stuff gets very serious. And after the break, we're going to talk about some tips that you could use today to make sure that you're not caught up in this situation. The required minimum distributions is a very, very important part of retirement. And if you know, it's like one of those things, if you just don't get right, you really, really need to make sure that it does get right. There's an exact dollar amount, and everybody knows that exact dollar amount. And if you don't take out that money, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in for hurting. So after the break, we're going to give you some tips, and we'll talk exactly about what you're going to need to do. So please stay tuned.
About retirement with your host, president of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Hi, this is Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services, based in Route 110 in Melville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial.
And today we're talking about the first of the baby boomers turning 70 and a half and what that means for required minimum
distributions. Yeah, it's not just a great day to blow candles out because you turn 70 and a half. It's a very, very, very important milestone in your financial life.
Absolutely. And it's the type of thing, you know, you've been waiting for this. It's kind of like when you file for Social Security. Did I wait till 66? Did I wait till 70? It's one of those things you wait for. Most people are like, well, I'm going to have to do that. And they come in around that age. And they're saying they want to make sure they get their first one right. So we get a lot of that in our practice. Let's talk about our practice for a second. Craig James Financial Services is at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We're right on Route 110, just south of the LIE. We do mostly fee-based type experience. So you come in and you first, you know, everybody says your first meeting's free. And that's true. Your first meeting is free. But we do get paid on occasion if it takes more than one meeting or if we have a lot of other stuff to do. And then we'll let you know of the fees depending on the amount of work that we do. The important thing is that, we don't want to make sure, we want to make sure we get the information out and we get you helped. And we also want to make sure that it's not costing you a fortune, but we also need to make a living. So that's just how it works. We're not like other businesses where they charge for phone calls and they charge for prep time prior to the meeting and all that other stuff. Our rates are very reasonable, so we've been told that. And we're very generous with our time, and we want to make sure all your questions are answered. So
yeah, our services also are specific too. Like, we have Social Security services. We look for things after speaking with clients
that maximize your Social Security
are a need.
Right. And benefit. We do that. That's right. And so just give our office a call at 631-393-2888, 631-393-2888. This is also the time of year when letters start coming. I just want to mention this before we go back into our 70 and a half baby boomers, is that we want to, you know, you're getting things in the mail. Maybe you don't know what it is. It says important tax information enclosed. If you're getting a lot of that, you want to come into our office too, or give us a call, 631-393-2888, to make sure things are being, that you know what it is, that it's something you're filing correctly. And it's so important to have that information out there because it's critical. It's absolutely critical to have that, to make sure you do all this right, because a mistake can cost you money. Particularly, we just, in the first half of the show, we told you, if you make a mistake on your required minimum distribution, and you should have taken out more money, the IRS will also still make you take out the distribution that you forgot, you didn't know about, you weren't sure. And they'll also penalize you, the worst penalty there is, I think, in the code, which is 50% of the number you should have taken out. Again, I use the example of someone with $700,000 in their IRA. They were supposed to take out $35,000, and you're getting penalized. You don't only have to take out the $35,000 and pay taxes on the $35,000, but you're also going to pay a 50% penalty of $17,500 on the amount that you should have taken out. These are very, 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 very stiff penalties for someone. You know, some people at 70 and a half, maybe their mentation isn't that good or they just didn't know. We want to make it an ability so that You know, if you're in that situation, maybe you made a mistake, that you come in also because maybe you're not promising anything, but maybe we could get somebody who's got a heart and would understand the situation.
And then, of course, we're sitting here, we're talking about all the papers coming in. As you're getting documents, or even now as you're sitting here and you're listening, I'm sure you're, do I have to take a required minimum distribution? Which accounts that I've worked hard and saved money in are going to make me take a required minimum distribution from? And if you're asking that question, we already mentioned a traditional individual retirement account is one of those, but there is a long list of many others that also require you to take that important distribution at 70 and a half and moving forward. Or maybe you're listening and if you inherited a retirement account from a parent or a loved one, you may be required to also take this required minimum distribution. And if you don't, it's going to be a lot of penalties on your end. And if you say, you know what, I want to make sure I do this right and I want to be set up in the future, we have clients who sign one document and that means every year, the same day of the month, or maybe at towards Christmas time, holiday season, they get that required minimum distribution check like clockwork. They don't have to worry about what amount it's going to be, when they get it. Every year it's calculated because it is a stress to wonder. It's just another bill. I don't want to worry.
We don't even do the check. Very good point, Jenna. We want
to
do
right to the bank account.
We go right into their bank account because, you know, in the winter you may get a check in the mail and that check's not good to you because you got to get to the bank. So we want to make sure, particularly our more senior clients, that everything's automatically deposited into a bank account. And they have a grand old time making sure it gets there. We haven't had any issues. But it's very, very important that they don't have to go out in the winter and cash
checks. Right. And usually have a whole meeting dedicated to when you turn 70 and a half to talk about required minimum distributions, what accounts you're going to take it from.
That's right.
Where is the most effective way to take it? What time of the year would be best for you to take it? And that is an important meeting. And if you're not discussing this right now, I would say definitely give our office a call and have that one-on-one meeting to discuss how am I going to take this money for the rest of my life? Because it's an important decision to make. Our office number is 631-393-2888. And again, we're Craig James Financial Services. You're listening to It's All About Retirement, where we talk about these important retirement things that people overlook or put on the back burner. We're on every Saturday at 10 a.m. and Craig's also on every Monday at 6:50 on LI in the AM with Jay Oliver.
Our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Again, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, and our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Well, now I want to give you some tips to you want to navigate this required minimum distribution process. First tip, this just happened. It always happens on a regular basis. This happened last week. We had a client who inherited an IRA, an individual retirement account, from his mother who passed away. She was in the RMD process. She was taking a required minimum distribution. She was in her late 70s, and she passed away. And so the son inherited the account. And he was told he didn't have to do anything with it. It was fine. Just let it grow. And they came in and said he also has to take out a required minimum distribution on that account. And that's one of those things that if you didn't know that, you'd be getting a 50% penalty on the amount that you should have taken out as well. So I'm glad he got bad advice and he inherited an IRA and he needs to take out the required minimum distribution. Good thing we caught that in time. He just became a client, and I don't think he'll be paying in on penalties at this point. So that's number one. If you inherit something, okay, here you go. Here's your tip. If you inherit an IRA, make sure you know you got to take out a required minimum distribution. What that number is, give our office a call, 631-393-2888, and we can help you navigate through that. The other tip is that to know what type of accounts have required minimum distributions, you know, the rules surrounding a required minimum distribution, they're very complex, and they apply to any traditional pre-retirement plan, including a 401k, a 403b if you're a medical staff or a teacher, a SEP IRA, small business, traditional IRAs, simple IRAs, the Simplified Employee Match Plan, and the 457, which some people call the deferred comp, the 457b plans. Profit sharing plans, what the IRS terms as other defined contribution plans, are also covered. So you may have something you may not think is covered, and it is covered. The only thing that's not covered that I know, at least in my history, is Roth IRAs do not have required minimum distribution except upon the death of the owner. So that's tip number two. Know what type of accounts have a required minimum distribution. You need to know that. If this sounds like gibberish to you, whatever, it's another language, if you think we're speaking Urdu, you want to give our office a call at 631-393-2888. We could lay it out for you. And then another tip, so the third tip would really be to take your required minimum distributions on time to avoid any penalties. Now, you know, you're not taking in a required minimum distribution at 70 can add up. If you decide to take it at 75 and you owed money for every year, you're going to be hit with some very, very big penalties. So we want to make sure that the taxpayer would not be liable for both the penalty of the normal income tax due on the required minimum distribution. We want to make sure that you're liability free because you took your required minimum distributions on time and you took the right amount. So again, at age 70 and a half in an individual retirement account, the IRS, they're going to make you take out some of that money. You've been keeping it in there. It's a ticking tax time bomb. You were to all those years of tax deferred growth. But at this time, at 70 and a half, for all these the 3 million baby boomers that just hitting that number, the IRS is going to make them take that money out, and which is okay. So then you just got to know what the number is that you have to take out, and you have to know how to account for that, and you want to make sure that you're taking it out in the way that makes sense for you, that you have the money either in your bank account or written in a check or transferred to another account as a journal entry. It's very, very important to have. We want, this is your hard-earned money. We want to get it to you. We want to make sure we do it in the most efficient and most practical way. If any of these things, anything's are a question to you, please give our office a call. Craig James Financial Services is Craig Ferrantino. 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember,
it's all about retirement.